Chapter 3. The city was a golden web. Canyons of light, banked by temples of commerce and greed, bled a flux of cars like iridescent veins. The bay reflected the dim stars and the surrounding buildings, which loomed with sheer, tapering heights into the metropolitan night. Aircraft warnings blinked and spun, strobing from the upper reaches where pigeons perched, puff-chested and grey. Above the satellite dishes, water tanks, girders, gargoyles and lightning rods, the moon shone through the city glow. There was a place where the shimmer faded, thinning out like surf on a beach, the city lights growing diffuse. Neon gave way to night, true night. Planes traversed the darkness, sketching smoke on the emptiness. Smog drifted, spewing from the eastern seaboard's ceaseless industry, chemicals and oil scenting the air. It was cold, ice cold, in this vast ephemeral pasture, this last primitive frontier. Another winged shape swept through the night, veiled by the dirty sheen that lay between the city and the sky. With the benefit of a telescope and luck, the people in the houses below might look up and recognize this shape. They would know it from storybooks, from paintings and films, images made by artist on artist, rendered in flag and statue and tasteful tattoo. They would know it from symbols in stone on brown parchment or printed in digital font. Words that fell from parent's lip to child's ear down the spiraling ages. Despite shock, despite disbelief, every human would know this shape on a deep level. The same level that made men and women cower from the beast, from the wolf at the door, the snake in the grass. The shape was a silhouette on the stellar curtain, a meter's long reptilian shadow, great pinions, leathery and veined, beat a steady rhythm from the wind. Metacarpals the size of a yacht's main mast pushed against the air, propelling the 7-ton scaly bulk, a red titan, through the sky. The colossal beast was graceful and sleek, his arrow-tipped tail rippling behind him, a rudder navigating stars. Claws hung under his belly like spiny copper fruit. Embers smoldered in his cat-like eyes.